Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
A new Deadshot on the way to Suicide Squad. Also, new characters possibly showing up. And Shazam has started screening, and it's really good.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's DC Movie News.
In the Great Hall of the Justice League, there are assembled the world's four greatest heroes.
Four. It is again.
Yes! Wonder Twin powers activate!
Form of celery!
Okay. I loved it. 3 weeks in a row, guys, I think.
Has it been that?
I think so.
Yeah.
No.
Is it 2 weeks in a row?
It's two weeks in a row.
Oh, sorry. Two weeks in a row!
Third time's a charm. Who's here next week?
I'm not. That's great. Okay, though. We are here. DC Movie News. Live! The new handle, the new name.
Can you read a sentence for me? I'm sorry, I don't mean to mess up your flow at the beginning. Can you just read? Can you cold read for me? You're an actress, right?
Yes, yep.
Cold read.
Oh,
read this sentence right here, starting with the word Zan.
Zan has the ability to morph into any form of water, while Jaina can transform into any animal. They are both...
Animal!
Celery. They are both members of the Junior Super Friends. Let me ask you this.
That's it.
What is Gumby?
That's it. You can go ahead, Johnny. I just need that to sink in. Just let that sink in.
What is an animal?
Just let it sink in for a minute.
What is an animal, per se?
We're all just a...
bunch of animals.
Yeah, really. That's all there is to it. I'm with you on that one.
What is Gumby?
What are we? We are the DC Movie News Live show on the Popcorn Talk Network. Of course, our new handle is DC Movie News Live on all social media platforms, which is a wonderful thing. We got a full squad here. Johnny, that's me, the guy over there in the far corner. You see him all the time on FX Movie Download and various other things. He'll make your sausage for you. He's Adam Gertler.
Hey, what's up? A lot of news this week. Good to be here. Four people two times in 2 weeks. It's great, guys.
It's incredible.
And so much news.
Yeah,
and most of it good. Some of it, well, not so good. But yeah.
We'll get to it.
Yeah.
The gentleman to my left, he is dominating on the Schmodown, formerly of...
I was.
Well, come on.
I mean, dude, one letter. We can move beyond it.
One
now,
letter?
It's out, been out a week, yeah.
You'll get the title
I know.
Back.
It was one vowel. It's a vowel. You know, hey.
Do you know our paths may or may not be crossing this soon?
How's that?
I don't know if you know.
I don't know anything. I don't know anything.
Anyways, that's Mike Kalinowski.
They don't tell me anything. I just show up to compete.
That's
no,
Mike Kalinowski.
Hello.
Yeah!
Here we are.
A.K.A. Mikey Christmas.
This is a week that was like news after news after news keep dropping. It was a crazy week.
And the screenings, I can't wait to get to them. Anyways, the crown jewel of the show is right there. You know her, you love her, you see her all the time on Collider. She's Roxy Stryer.
That is true. She is me and I am her.
Right, so before we get into, we're going to get into Deadshot almost immediately, but I think we do need to start off with the fact that, you know, we talk about Kevin Tsujihara all the time on this show. Usually it's in a positive light that he's taking DC in the correct direction. Unfortunately, some very negative things have come out this past week. He's being investigated for sexual misconduct. I know there's a long article on comicbook.com about it.
What was it? The Hollywood Reporter, right?
And the Hollywood Reporter as well.
Yeah. That a variety.
There was the one. I'll look it up.
I've been trying to look on my broke computer right now.
It was a massive... You could tell this is an article that was like years in the development. They were researching this thing for... This is like the comic book equivalent of like Watergate.
I mean, this is like
they were like looking through this and going forward and the reporting and the research that had to go into this with these two reporters is insane.
It does seem THR was
I think this is crazy because guys, I mean, I don't know how much to speculate here, and I know we don't want to get into a gossipy thing because it is kind of a tawdry thing, but I think the ultimate result of this is going to be Kevin Tsujihara losing his job. I don't see it going any other way.
I agree with that. I think that, number one, read the article for yourselves so that you're not hearing secondhand information and you're actually looking at this. But number two, before any of this show started today, a couple of days ago, Jeff, who is...
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Is in the booth right now as our engineer was like, wait, isn't that the good guy?
Kevin
isn't that the one, you know, he's not in DC. So he has a lot of good cred, but I think
So did John Lasseter.
Yeah, of course. I think that this is the nail in the coffin.
Was he confusing with Walter Hamada?
No.
Because Sugihara was also the person that kind of came in there and fumbled BBS.
Kevin Tsujihara has been the overall head of the studio.
He's been the head, but he's never been the guy that
you guys have talked about him, too.
And DC, I think, in the sense that he was the...
Yes.
Part of it, too, for me is that, like, I think it was so exciting for me to see, like, a person of color sort of spearheading a community in a big executive role. So it feels especially like a bummer. Like, it's one thing to have boring white guys get Me Too'd, but to have, like, interesting people of color get Me Too'd just feels like such a bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, to summarize, if you're not familiar with the story, I mean, it's very much out there. And as we say, please read the whole story. But basically, there was some kind of conspiracy involving Brett Ratner's company, Rat Pack Dunes.
James
Packer.
Yeah.
Which these days, if your name is thrown in there with Brett Ratner, not a good thing.
Yeah.
Say the fact that he's coming back up again.
Rat Pack Dunes had a huge financial...
$450 million.
To fund, basically, to be the financiers behind Warner Brothers movies.
Yeah.
And to seal the deal, so to speak, Packer, or was it Ratner himself, introduced the actress to Kevin Sugihara.
They both introduced her to him.
Charlotte Kirk.
And then, and then apparently, according to this, she was pressuring Kevin to help her get work in the movies, and then Ratner tried to rectify the situation by offering her a written settlement. So I'm assuming this is very confusing. I don't know how she was affiliated with Brett Ratner.
I don't know. I don't think it's that confusing. It seemed pretty clear what happened to me. Mike? Confused?
I'm not confused, Rox. I'm with you. I think it is. Do you think cut forward, some girl introduced to a big power-up that promised her things. Those things weren't being delivered after he and this deal was sealed. And she's denying it, and there's tech saying, hey, we did this, we did that.
So do you think it's one of those where, like, there's blackmail involved? Like, hey, I'm going to tell your wife if you don't get me these roles, that kind of thing?
I just say the article is lengthy.
Yeah.
They have things to back up the statements. And at the very end, like, her new statement is, Mr. Sugihara, Mr. Ratner, Mr. Packer did nothing illegal. They did not force this. They did not do this. They did not do this. And then there's text after text after text showing that it's absolutely false. And it's... yeah, there's faults on both sides.
Do you think he's going to lose his job?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know that anybody's going to be criminally prosecuted
now, is
here.
Is Sugihara married?
But he is married. Okay. Kevin, one of the texts from Ratner, I believe, was saying, to the actress, to Kirk. It is Kirk, right?
Yeah.
That, you know, you're acting crazy. You know, she was intimating things like, you know, you're not following through, and it makes me feel like I was being used when we were yada yada in the motel room. It's just very damning, and I do want to move on to more positive DC news.
Yeah, it's a...
But I think Kevin Sugihara is gone. Walter Hamada is still there. The people
I don't want
in
Hamada
charge
though moving up.
No. I don't know that if he will move up. Bless but you. All I'm saying Thank is you. The creative people behind DC. Sugihara is not the creative behind DC. He was behind the whole Zack Snyder thing.
Right.
He was the guy who famously said,
"We got to drink there before, huh?"
Yeah.
Look at that. And I don't mean this to offend you, but he was just like, you know, I feel very positive because I've seen Batman v Superman. You know, like he was very positive very early on, and people didn't react well. So it's a tragedy, I guess, mostly because he did have a reputation as being like one of the good guys.
Well, there's a lot of people in chat roll who are not a fan of Sugihara's work. Zeno Hour has a very strong comment.
Yeah.
Basically saying he hijacked Suicide Squad from Ayer and then rushed the slate and forced Justice League to be under
so that he gets the bonuses and all this.
Yeah, that was all his stuff.
Wow.
But Hamada, to me, is the good guy.
But remembering when we're talking about a good guy, I'm not talking about their work right now. We're talking about
a personality.
The people, yeah. Okay. You know? I don't think nobody right now is like, he should lose his job because he's not good at his job.
No. This is the worst kind of impropriety. This is the oldest Hollywood cliche in the book.
But let me ask you this. I don't know if I'm not looking at this like it's a Harvey Weinstein thing. Where he's not going, Hamada wasn't like, I'm going to sabotage your career.
There's definite levels of misconduct. Yeah. It's misconduct.
And it's terrible.
No, this is they're both effed up and blackmailing each other. So I don't know who's.
But I don't think he was. I don't think they were blackmailing her. I think.
But he was denying something
he was lying. Weinstein is a monstrous criminal. Right. Sugihara, I don't think there's going to be.
He was
any
not going
legal.
To like. If you sleep, don't sleep with me.
And it sounds like he wasn't trying to give her a lot of great deals. It sounds like he was just trying to pass her along and get her audition. She like and this actress knew about every new Warner Brothers DC project that was happening. She wanted to be in this. She wanted to be in that. She wanted to be in Wonder Woman. She was right for this.
Wow.
And it seemed like Hollywood. She got a couple.
Did
of
you
small
watch her
parts.
Music video?
She has a music video.
Yes, okay. Self-produced music video. It was on YouTube.
Is that great?
I did not watch.
Is it excellent?
When you say music video, is that code for porno?
No. It is her singing with a dog. In various forms of
I can tell you liked
underwear.
It.
I didn't like it. There are certain people have to go after Hollywood a certain way.
Yeah.
Because they do not get the work and it speaks for itself.
Some people
this
make
is
the...
a, just to give a little quotes to what's going on, one of the texts from Kirk to Ratner saying she said, I was used the icing on the cake for your finance deal with Warner Brothers. It's gross what you all did to me. It was a lot of things like that, but then in her statement to THR, she said, I also deny that I had any connection to the Warner Brothers Rat Pack Slate financing deal. I had nothing to do with that whatsoever, with closing the transaction directly or indirectly.
Amazing.
So there was just, everybody was lying.
Everybody's lying.
And everybody got caught.
Mm-hmm. And now everyone's trying to save face.
Yeah, and now people are trying to save face. So just to read the article if you guys want to know more, but essentially that's the breakdown.
Okay. It's salacious.
Moving on to positive things. Suicide Squad, a lot going on this week. Apparently Idris Elba and James Gunn had a meeting and it went amazing. And instead of taking Deadshot out of the film, now he could be back in. Thoughts, Mikey?
I don't have thoughts because I clearly am always wrong on this kind of thing. Didn't I just say last week Deadshot was not even going to be in the film?
I agreed with you, yes.
I was on that trip too. I have no concept. I think sometimes I know, but
I love that because we had this whole thing like Deadshot, why would Deadshot be part of the script? Now it turns out he's the only part of the script that has anything to do with the original team, pretty much, except for maybe a little Harley Quinn.
Little sprinkle of Harley.
But pretty much everything else is not only different, but mostly stuff I haven't even heard of.
I feel so mixed about this. This has nothing to do with Idris Elba as an actor. I think he's ridiculously talented.
He's the man.
He's awesome. But doing a Suicide Squad 2 and just plopping in Idris Elba instead of Will Smith as the leader, it just feels weird.
You know what it is, though, Rox? I think it's just having star power in the film.
Yeah.
If you're barely going to have Harley, if Will Smith isn't going to be there...
But there's so many characters.
Then you catch a bigger star in another one of the roles. Yeah. You cast another big actor in another role.
Deadshot is obviously synonymous with
He must have been a main part of this script.
He must be like...
Like, he must have been really big, because we know that this film was sold on a script, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, James Gunn was brought in for a story idea. I don't know if it's as simple as just plugging out Deadshot and putting someone else in. I would say that in a vacuum, though... Hell yeah, I'm psyched about Idris Elba playing Deadshot. Like,
in a vacuum,
hell yeah.
For sure.
Like, better than Will Smith. Like, not sorry. Like, this is the kind...
Here's the thing. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying he's like... I just blanked on his name. What is it? Pendergrass. Oh, my God. From Pacific Rim. Guys, Cheryl, help me out.
Stacker Pentecost.
Stacker Pentecost! Do you want to live like this or die in a Jaeger? Hell yes, that's Deadshot.
I die when I drink Jaeger. I feel like I die when I drink.
For me, Will Smith was always he surprised me in the movie, but he was always
Schmodown skills.
He shows up, Will Smith, and he's Will Smith. He's a talented actor, but he brings. Idris Elba is a phenomenal actor, but he has not done that where he's created like almost a brand for himself. So if Idris Elba I would have been on board with him before Will Smith is a better choice for Deadshot from the beginning.
Agreed.
A lot of mixed opinions going on in the chat right now. In case you guys don't know, you can always join the chat on Popcorn Talk's YouTube page. We're Friday, 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time live if you want to join the conversation. It feels like people are pretty split on this. Archie says Idris Elba, great at emotion. Not sure about this role for him.
Watch The Losers. If you think Idris Elba can't handle this, watch The Losers.
I don't think about handling it, but whatever. Thunder God Cairo 770 says, I'm happy about this change. Will just played himself. Idris will put his all into this. So that's...
Yeah. Ego Death has a great point. He said, you need Deadshot in Suicide Squad. He's like the most consistent member of TFX.
I don't agree.
Okay, I know. But he says, plus, as much as he loves Will Smith, he'll take Idris Elba over just about anyone, any day. So, listen, Task Force X with Deadshot at the lead. You got rid of Rick Flagg. I know this is going to be like what we're talking about soon, but it seemed... As someone who didn't like the first movie, it's not a movie I've watched very many times. I didn't mind Will Smith in the role. It was one of the most interesting stories.
Sure.
So, but I still think this is better. And just because of the James Gunn thing, I'm so excited for Suicide Squad 2, which you never would have thought I would have said.
Like, it's amazing what a difference a week makes. Last week,
No, I'm on board getting excited. This is every hit that's been coming so far. I've been like, oh, more and more and more. I'm like the guy in Office Space. I'm getting there. I'm at the top yet. I haven't climaxed yet, but I'm getting there.
Mikey with the O face.
The same way that the chat is right now, where I'm already thinking about who else we could join in. Some interesting ideas in here. Brandon Christopher says, I want Killer Frost. I personally would love that. And there's also rumors that she's going off of The Flash. So sometimes when you leave TV, you get the movie character. Katsuka 1992 says, bring in my boy Deathstroke. I think a lot of people are saying that right now.
I don't think you'd have Deathstroke and Deadshot in the same film.
I agree.
Maybe not. Kyle Albright says, I want Rick Flagg. We'll see about that. Any thoughts on Rick Flagg?
Well, I will say this.
Mike, he sips his tea.
I'm going to follow you up with that. It's funny how what a difference a week makes. Last week, we were all thinking, well, he's clearly not in the script. That's why Will Smith is no longer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it appears, yeah, he's definitely a part of the script. But moving on to what you're talking about, Roxy, it looks like Rick Flagg will not be in this film. There was a roster that was somewhat revealed this week that I find incredibly interesting. And some of these, you talk about going obscure, Gertler. We got some obscure characters here.
Yeah, so Joel Kinnaman, listen, he's one of these super good-looking guys, does nothing for me.
He's as vanilla as anything.
Sorry, not sorry. He's got a great career.
I don't feel that way about him.
I think Kinnaman is a phenomenal actor, and I've said this from the beginning, just not in this role. You needed a Chris Evans.
He's like a poor man's Timothy Oliphant to me.
I think, like, the Hannah, the TV show Hannah that he's in right now, I think he's great in.
Okay.
But I think Rick Flagg needed to be the straight-laced.
I'm sure he's like, good.
He just was miscast. The role was nothing.
But I think
it was a nothing role.
But a more talented, not talented actor, a more... an actor that knew what to do with it could have made something out of that.
I think he didn't make incredibly strong choices.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
And I think that maybe he was directed that way.
Sure.
And so I don't blame him at all. I don't think it's necessary to have this character in it because it was whatever.
Nobody's missing this character. No. In the chat role, this is one thing that people are agreeing on. No one's missing Rick Flagg. Like, you want a movie where every character is going to matter and not... Okay, go ahead.
Let's talk about characters. Who could possibly replace Rick Flagg, but here's the four characters that are being rumored to be in the film, and these are all really exciting. They're all very unique. We got Ratcatcher, we got Polka Dot Man, we got King Shark, and we have Peacemaker, who many think could just kind of be in the Rick Flagg role.
King Shark.
And Polka Dot Man is so dope.
Anybody watch Flash this week? We'll get to it in TV time, but anybody?
Ratcatcher, they're going to do a gender reverse. It's going to be probably a female playing Ratcatcher, which is cool.
So. Wow.
Women catch rats as well.
I love rats.
All you guys don't think we catch rats.
Mikey, how familiar are you with some of these bench characters?
I'm pretty familiar with all of them except Polka Dot Man. But
Polka Dot Man's suit, essentially...
Wow, you really enunciate the L in Polka Dot.
Polka Dot.
Yeah, he said it well.
Polka Dot.
That's a good way of saying Polka Dot.
Everyone loves
a polka. Polka Dot. It's Polka Dot.
I never heard anybody say it like that.
Yeah, like you dance the polka.
It's Polka Dot.
You say the word.
Polka dot.
Do you say it like that?
Polka. Let's dance polka.
Be honest with me.
Polka.
Adam, be honest with me. Do you say it like that?
I've always said it that way forever.
So essentially, his suit's got a ton of gimmicks, including the flying buzzsaw dot, the saucer dot, the sun dot, the bubble dot, the fist dots, and the hole dot. A lot of them. So basically, he can pick and choose what weapons he wants to use with his suit.
Same.
That's pretty cool. And so can the rest.
Yep. It truly doesn't matter to me as much which of these characters are in it. I know that sounds strange, but there's some people that I'm rooting for. But if it's a good movie, it's a good movie, and we'll figure out the plug and play.
Do you think this is James Gunn trying to show, like, I'll take the craziest, weirdest characters, like, to do what he does? Like,
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
You know, and again, you post something online and you are making just your opinion and you get destroyed about it. But I had said, I was like, this is a man that took a talking raccoon, a walking tree, and a wrestler and made them household names. Yeah. He's going to take whoever characters he gets and he's going
to
make them awesome.
And almost better for him to not take characters where people have too many preconceived notions, which is why, again, the Deadshot thing was surprising. I thought he would want a totally new slate, but... Clearly, he wants that Deadshot guy.
Maybe he loves the character.
They're like, I want Poison Ivy. It's like, Poison Ivy, you want film your squad to be team members or characters that cannot hold their own in a film. You want them to be the D-list, F-list characters that you put together and you see what kind of conflict comes from them. You don't want the Poison Ivy because Poison Ivy could be in its own movie by herself.
And our plan for Poison Ivy is still, I believe, in Gotham City Sirens, Birds of Prey situation.
It needs to be one of these ones where, remember when we were talking with Suicide Squad, we kind of figured out, we know who's dying early on. We know this and that. It should be a film where we don't have any concept of who's going to die. It should be that concept of, you know, so Poison Ivy was in this movie. We knew she wasn't dying. We knew she was never going to die. So you took the stakes out.
Do you think that there will be at least one reference to the Enchantress dance in the sequel?
No.
No references?
No.
Unless it's us in the movie.
Because it seems like that's not Gunn's joke to make. It's like, you don't shit on another man's film. You know, like David Ayer was he was a great proponent of that film. He was super into it. He was a great mouthpiece for DC. If you believe what's being said, he got a lot of that film taken away from him and re-edited because the studio was not confident in the film. Let that be said, too. There's no guarantee that it was a better film before.
Right.
The studio did not believe in that version of the film. They took it away from him. He was still a good company guy to the end. And James Gunn making fun of that movie would be crapping on a filmmaker, which is not what I think he wants to do. I think he just wants to make...
Point there.
A lot of people
in the chat saying that Sirens isn't happening anymore. I know it's not on the slate, but I do think that ultimately that is their goal.
Mm-hmm. And Mikey's talking about how James Gunn made a certain professional wrestler a household name. That'd be Dave Bautista. Rumor is that the reason Peacemaker might be involved in this script is because Batista's kind of a perfect fit to play that character, and that's who Gunn is eyeing up to play Peacemaker.
Johnny, how big was Batista? Because I never heard of him really before Guardians. So you're a little bit more familiar with the wrestling world. Like, how big was that guy compared to, like, say, The Rock or someone like that, or Hulk Hogan?
No one's ever going to be as big as The Rock or Hulk Hogan or Stone Cold Steve Austin, but Batista was there. He was he had a run at the top of the WWE, headlining WrestleMania, and then he's been gone for a number of years. He just came back last week, actually. It looks like he's going
to
fight.
Looks
like he's going to fight in this year's WrestleMania. He basically beat up Ric Flair on his 70th birthday.
Isn't Ric Flair like
70?
70.
Yes. Yeah. So he beat up an old man.
He dragged him out. It was crazy.
That's amazing.
You didn't see it on television.
So this guy, what do you guys think? Just to kind of skew a little bit, I'm curious what you think about Bautista being really supportive of Gunn and like how he might not be used again as Drax and he might show up in this film.
I think the fact that speaks volumes about the man. He would not have a career in the entertainment industry without James Gunn.
Bautista
with Gunn. That made him Drax. He got into a James Bond film because of Drax.
Right.
Of how good he says this. He's like, I wouldn't have a career. It's kind of like Momoa with Snyder. Crap on Snyder all you want. Momoa's like, that is my man. He cast me 5 years ago as a document. I would not have the life I live today without Zack Snyder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I, as a person...
Affleck, too, 100%. By the way, everyone is very positive.
Yes,
everyone
defends
that.
If you're an actor like that and he's defending your man, good for him. I hope he's in Suicide Squad. I hope to God he is.
The only way I think he's not is if they want to use... Because if Batista is breaking away from Marvel, then Warner Brothers has to think, well, what can we use this guy for? But clearly he wants to work with James Gunn. It kind of does make sense.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I agree.
And I think, honestly, give Drax a good conclusion. I mean, he's great. He's been great, but you want to see the Guardians of the Galaxy be a totally different team, too.
We know this is filming the end of this year. It's starting, right?
Yeah.
Did we say last time?
Yeah.
Guardians still, they're like...
It's not even officially announced.
He's an actor. He's got to work. He's got time.
There's like six Marvel movies floating around
without
Guardians 3.
Now we got Idris Elba coming from Marvel to DC. We know he's dead in Marvel.
Yeah.
So there will be time you can probably do both. Over.
Yeah, Zachary Levi, too. Look, yeah, Zachary Levi just went from being one of the Warriors Three unceremoniously dispatched in Ragnarok.
Man, was that awful.
Like, he goes down. It's
not even a line he got.
And then he's like, oh, yeah, I'll just go be Shazam over here.
Yeah. And he beat out a lot of people for that role, according to...
I think it's so good for him. Good for him.
Well, speaking of Shazam, good transition, guys. The early reviews are in. The social embargo is more or less lifted. And we'll just read a couple of quotes here. Brandon Davis BD on, this is Instagram. He's verified.
I love him. He's a friend of mine.
Okay, well, he says, Shazam is a brilliant movie. It's so tremendously fun, incredibly scary at some points. Thanks, David Sandberg. Wow. It blows away every expectation and is my new favorite DC movie. Then we have Ash Crossan, who's
also
verified. She said, Shazam was damn near perfect in my book. My favorite DC movie, by far. Pure heart, incredibly funny, full of jokes and references. Brought me childlike joy to watch. This role was made for Zachary Levi, and the entire cast was fantastic. They just go on and on.
Harry, Christian, Harloff, like all a lot the people over at Collider people. Saw it.
And we know
Frosty.
Christian is not afraid to be honest.
There's a couple people like Perry, Christian, Dan Merle, who are not the biggest champions of DC.
Dan saw it, really and liked it, talked to him this morning about it.
So those are the people that, like, I remember with Aquaman came out where there was a majority of everyone was positive, and they're like, Christian, Perry, Dan were not the strongest on Aquaman. So I'm always kind of like...
Not with Christian. Christian liked it.
Did he?
He didn't love it. He liked it. Perry did not.
Right. Different. But now to see this, because I trust their opinions, those people. They're in our kind of circle, and they don't always... I don't always see it eye to eye with them a lot of the times, but I always go to them on their reactions because I trust them, to be honest. So I'm like, oh, wow. But in everyone... A big thing that I'm reading is the younger kid that plays Batson's friend.
Yeah,
They're saying he's phenomenal. Yeah, he holds his own against an adult actor like Zachary Levi, and their chemistry is just awesome.
Our friends at Den of Geek, this is the UK version. Shazam's an absolute joy, both definitely in the DCEU and nothing like any other movie so far. It's funny, warm, good-hearted, silly. The cast is terrific. Boom.
I will say, though, and I don't know this to be true because I haven't seen the movie yet, and hopefully we're seeing it really soon, but... I don't know, because I'm seeing all these people saying it's their number one now. I don't know if there's anything Shazam could do to knock Wonder Woman out of that spot for me.
For me, too. I agree.
Interesting.
Just because of what that movie meant to me and where it is in my heart. Now, if I go see Shazam and it does more for me, then it will. But Wonder Woman, to me, is one of my favorite movies ever, and it moved me in a way that I can't picture Shazam moving me. But that doesn't mean that I could be wrong. But I am so excited for this film.
Here's a review from JoeBullet.com, Paul Shuri. He says, it's clever, fun, heroic, with obvious nods to 80s classics like Big, Ghostbusters, and The Goonies. That's how you're going to get me on board. You reference 80s and 90s.
I mean, Shazam is made for you.
Yep.
It's made for you, Johnny. What are you saying, Mikey? What's going on?
No, I didn't want to backtrack to your statement. And I think that's a big thing of whether it's these films or whatever people are experiencing now with Captain Marvel. If you don't like it, certain people don't like it, but as you as a person, it speaks to you as a person. I think that's all that matters. I don't like a movie and you love a movie and it speaks to you, then that's all that should matter.
Can I speak to 100%. That though? Honestly, I will say my opinion, your opinion of the Captain Marvel that just came out last night aside, if you would have told me like a month ago that those initial positive reviews were going to be more overwhelmingly positive for the Shazam Captain Marvel movie, I would not have believed that.
No, me neither.
And now my expectations for this movie just went from that 48 to 68, $75 million opening weekend.
Oh,
if these reviews are this consistently good, this movie could crush and also crush critically more. And I'm just
Someone made a good point. It was one of the reviewers that said, I just saw Captain Marvel or Shazam. Can't talk about it, but I saw the movie a month in advance.
I read the same thing.
Into that.
I read the same thing.
They've released this embargo 3 weeks early, 3 to 4 weeks early. That is incredible confidence in this film.
This is a movie that they chose to do reshoots on because they wanted to put more money into the film.
Can I be honest with the people at home right now?
Sure.
A little bit of a spoiler alert. At least a couple of us at this table for next week's show will have seen the movie.
Hey,
I believe so.
What? Oh. Definitely not
That's
one of
a bean you're spilling right now?
I believe so.
I don't think I'm going to be one of those people.
Roxy dropping beans!
Just think so.
This is going to be Roxy's weekly bean drop on this
if we love it, we'll blink twice.
Ugh.
I'm going to blink now because I'm not going to see it.
But side note, you guys, have you seen the Shazam show from the 70s that's on DC Universe right now?
Are you binging?
I've watched it before, but I'm like,
oh. I watched an episode of that. Oh, it's pretty corny. It's not good. It's not even good in a bad good kind of way. It's just, ooh. Yeah.
While we're on the subject of Shazam, it looks like an updated script has been turned in by Adam Zekiel. I think I said that right.
Zekiel, good man.
Turned in an updated draft of the script, which is they're saying it's very
Black
pleasurable.
Lightning script? Are you trying to say
Black Adam?
Black Adam.
Yeah,
script.
Supposedly it's going to pit Black Adam against Hawkman.
An updated Shazam script would be unbelievable.
Did
right
I say
now.
Shazam? My bad. I meant Black
Adam.
Sorry.
It's coming out in 3 weeks. We've got an updated script, guys.
So we're going to get Hawkman, Adam Smasher, and Stargirl as well. So that's what it's looking like in the scripts right now.
Well, this is a conundrum for our show.
Okay.
Because if it's me and I want to say something, I'm going to say this movie. We've talked about this for years. It's never going to happen. What are we seeing in 3 weeks that we, for years in the show, said it's never going to happen?
Shazam?
That was our swerve movie.
And now it's getting reviews. People are saying it's the best DC movie of all time. And we're sitting here for years going, this ain't happening.
Yeah,
this is ridiculous. This ain't happening.
Let alone
so
the Rock movie. Adam movie.
I'm like, but now think about it. Black Adam was always in Khandaq, and he's always kind of in Egypt. And Hawkman was always associated with that. Yeah. So that's a great.
But, okay.
That's a great. The fact that
are any
Thanagarians
or maybe Black Adam is the antagonist, Hawkman's kind of the protagonist.
Are you guys not as concerned as I am for the last live action Hawkman we saw on screen and Hawkgirl situation?
Are we talking?
I thought you liked that.
What, for Legends?
Yeah,
Legends. I love Sierra Renee. I think she was amazing.
You don't like the guy?
Well, first of all, there's a reason they didn't last past season one.
Agreed.
It was a rough situation, but also.
What, are you just talking because of they look so corny or the
no, they didn't
acting?
Look
or?
Bad. It just did not fit. Like they couldn't figure
it's
out
interesting,
the pieces.
Because you were saying this, and now reading all the reviews of Legends one, and I'm still remembering when I saw it. I enjoyed it.
I don't see the problem
that people saw because they were never brought back.
Yeah.
So that is clearly the writers wrote themselves into a hole. Like this, we just didn't know what to do with it.
Well, because
it,
the whole thing about them, they reincarnate, right?
Yep,
and then they always find each other.
Yeah.
They always find each other, and so the people had them seeing other people, and those were their main storylines. But it was like
because Sierra Renee she was with. Was it
Cisco?
Yeah, so they're like, meeting, but then Brandon Routh and her kind of had a little thing, and you're just like, you're supposed to be together with Carter Hall.
You do have
I am curious because they didn't announce Hawkgirl in this; they just said Hawkman. So, I think
Hawkman has the untapped.
Some people
potential.
Are calling for Ricky Whittle. Ricky Whittle's who's in a
he's amazing.
Yeah, he's in American Gods, right? Yeah.
And people were looking at him for Jon Stewart.
They want him for Jon Stewart, and they're also calling him here for Hawkman, but he would be really good for Hawkman too, because like you said, there's gonna be that Egyptian thing. Like clearly it's gonna be an actor of Middle Eastern or East Asian descent, I would think, for Hawkman. You could go
Hawkman series right now, comic by Brian Hitch, that is phenomenal. It clears up because Hawkman
that he does the art
mythology.
For
he does art, but I think he writes it too.
Okay,
I could be wrong.
You're saying currently right now because
currently
Doom
it's out right
says
now.
The current Hawkman by Rob Vendetti is so
that,
good.
Vendetti and Hitch just draws it. Yes, I agree. Okay. Whoever said that agree 100%. It is so good. Hawkman has such a convoluted past, and this is a 10 issue so far. They have streamlined it. It's perfect.
That's great.
Check that out.
I love when they did it. Oh, and someone said Hancock did it better because that is the kind of relationship that Hancock
it
has
is.
With Charlize Theron.
And it wasn't the actor's fault. It's just it's hard when these two characters are drawn together and it's not a film about them.
And you've got a supporting cast that you need to
play with. Yeah.
So, but that's all to say, I will say at least for myself, I also went from thinking that Black Adam will never going to happen to hearing this good news and being cautiously optimistic and excited to see Shazam.
Yeah.
But yeah, now I definitely think this is going to happen.
I think if Shazam's a hit, which it will be, Black Adam's happening.
That's another thing.
And I think it sounds like a great idea too. Like what a great way to get Hawkman.
Black Adam
in
by
like,
himself.
Sick.
Black Adam by himself when he wasn't with Shazam, when he's not with Superman, you're just kind of like, what? But now you got Hawkman, you got these kind of JSA members in there. I'm like, okay. Go.
Is anybody also wondering about Stargirl being in there, though?
That's crazy. Who's about to get
but the TV
series.
Shows. That's
and nobody even knows this character, so that character is about to make a double premiere
right.
almost.
I'm reading between the lines right now, which is there's some things going on.
Are you reading the tea leaves?
Yeah, I'm trying to read the tea leaves.
What are they telling you?
You throw beans, he gets the tea leaves.
Okay.
Form of...
No.
Tea leaf.
No.
It's a
water animal. Or animals?
Yeah.
Water animals.
Celery.
No.
There is water in celery, but that's
water
not close
and celery.
Enough.
Black Adam is probably going to happen at some point. I do think that. We all talked about Shazam. We said Swerve. Black Adam, we've said Swerve a million times. I do think it will happen.
If Shazam
Hawkman,
is in-
Adam Smasher, and Stargirl being in this is confusing me for multiple different mm-hmm. reasons. Exciting me, but... does that bode well for the Stargirl series?
Keep in mind,
it'd be like announcing a Supergirl movie when there's a Supergirl.
Keep in mind,
show
early
on,
script production is not due for another year.
I'll say this:
yes,
Stargirl coming to the DC universe, but we also have Harley Quinn coming to the DC universe. Mm-hmm. Harley Quinn's in movies,
animated,
it's animated, but still, I don't think they're thinking that. I don't think they're thinking cross promotion. We have two different Flashes so far.
Yeah, but we don't have a Flash movie.
You're right.
And I guess this isn't a Stargirl movie. This is a Black Adam movie. Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. And we don't know that this is 100% true yet. These are just rumors, but obviously it does sound exciting.
If
that
Shazam does gangbusters, expect this forward to go greenlit.
Almost like the Trench situation, right? It's like Aquaman, they had Trench ready to go without derailing plans for Aquaman 2 on the far end, so then we could eventually, when Shazam and Black Adam do meet up, it's going to need a heck of a lot more.
You think that there's going to be no Shazam in the Black Adam film?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Wild.
Can you...
Venom
Can we
situation.
Just take a moment here?
Maybe.
Just take a moment here.
Okay.
Look how ridiculously crazy this good has been getting DC.
No.
Overall.
Look
movies,
how good.
TV.
Say it again.
Just movies, TV.
Yeah.
Just
look how crazy good
to, like,
this is getting.
Compared to 7 months ago. It just struck me right now.
Yeah.
That we're constantly, the four of us here, debating DC with all these things that are all, none of us are going, that sounds like a stupid idea. What are they doing? The spaghetti at the wall again. We're like, oh, this, yeah.
This just, is why this is the best show to watch for anyone watching
what I'm
any
that's
show.
What I'm saying.
Because
it just
changes.
Me. I'm like you in the home, watching at home. I just was like that guy.
The weather
just
changes constantly.
I don't want to bring you down.
You're going to bring me down, aren't you?
I don't want to
bring you down.
I haven't put my fingers in front of your face this entire show, and you're going to bring me down, Roxy.
But we did start this episode with misconduct from Kevin Tsujihara and then moved into Idris Elba.
But that's
replacing.
DC. That's talking DC. Kevin Tsujihara, that's Warner Brothers.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
That's Warner Brothers.
Black Adam may look like it's happening. One film that does not look likely anytime soon is Justice League 2. DC producer Peter Safran said this past week, "I sort of hope we don't do Justice League movie for a while because I'm excited to see all the other movies. I want to see Aquaman 2. I want to see Flash." And I believe Patty Jenkins kind of followed up. He said, "When you're making really strong standalone movies, there's no need to bring them together. You 100%. Want to give them room." And, yeah, this, we've been saying
100%.
100%.
I do not want to see a Justice League movie for so long.
It's just funny, like, to hear how long it's taken DC Warner Brothers producer people to be allowed to say that, right?
Yeah.
Like that now this is to me, because he is a producer on the inside, this says that this is the company point of view now at this point, which is what we knew. Yeah. And it does, I mean, we've said this before, but it does feel like we're on a good bit of momentum right now with the biggest hit in Aquaman right behind us, with huge anticipation for Wonder Woman. Shazam looks to not be slowing it down. Joker as a wild card out there, no pun intended.
Can't wait.
And now all of a sudden it looks like there's some momentum being gained.
Was that a dig at me?
Form of pudding.
No.
That was a dig at me.
No.
Water and pudding.
It doesn't work.
Do we want to get into
a dragon?
The supposed shortlist of the
Koala
Batman
bear you could be?
Candidates.
Is this who said this now?
Who said what?
I don't think we need to get into it just as
our
to
note
say,
says Batman has a shortlist. No, it doesn't.
Yes. That was my notes, because one day it was reported that there was a shortlist.
I don't think we have a shortlist.
No, and then the next day it was debunked. That's what I'm just saying. Like, once
debunked.
Again.
Who's on the shortlist so that we can debunk it then?
Now, is this a list of short actors that are going to be Batman that they're going to put on Apple boxes?
Yes, sure.
You're not Batman.
I'm Batman.
I don't care about the Me Too movement. You cannot be Batman. You can be Batwoman.
Oh,
I thought you were going to take your headphones off and get pissed at me.
I'm Batman.
No, all right, so the list of actors, and I'm terrible at names. I don't know who any of them are, but here they are. Jack Rayner.
Also not with the Me Too movement.
Alexander Ludwig. Jack O'Connell, Aaron Taylor Johnson, Nicholas Holt. And they,
Holt was an interesting,
name
I hadn't heard thrown in there before.
No.
I've told you guys who it is. They're going with Robert Pattinson. S my D.
You told.
Wow.
Wow.
Strong.
Then you
move.
Bring that over here. Why don't you just say it out loud?
Strong Pattinson move.
No, you didn't.
Strong Pattinson move.
What is that? I want to know.
Josh Rivera says Mike isn't on the list, so it's fake.
There you go.
Mike should be on the list.
He knows.
Mike already has the cows.
He knows. I look good in the cowl, so there. That's the whole thing. Everyone knows that the actors always have to do screen tests with the cowl on. I can pull off the cowl, so I've got that down for me.
He'll bring his own.
All right.
Yeah.
Come on now. Come on now.
I could wear the cowl too. You wouldn't even know.
I've seen you with my cowl on. No.
It doesn't work.
So then the main thought, though, was like, yeah, that these guys are just obvious actors.
Any actor that's in his 20s and 30s with dark hair is being thought of for this movie, right. And every one of their agents wants them
But they haven't started casting in earnest yet. But I'm sure that being said, I'm sure Matt Reeves has a couple of thoughts in his head.
I'm sure when you're writing, you always kind of... I shouldn't say this. There are a lot of people that don't write with actors in mind, and there's some people that write with actors in mind.
What if he picks James Franco?
People write with their friends in mind. Family members. Like, people that they're familiar with. Characters.
James Franco?
Yeah, what if he picks James Franco?
Nah. With all the
I told you my check mark is for Robert Madden from The Bodyguard. Robert Madden. That's my choice.
Too short.
I think it's Richard.
Richard Madden. I'm sorry. Richard Madden.
Is that the guy from Game of Thrones?
Yeah. He's my choice. If they go younger, if they go older, John Hamm.
I know what just happened though, why you called him Robert.
Why is that?
Because in your head
it's not
Robert Madden.
Nope.
In your head, Inception.
You're getting some support from this Robert Pattinson
It's him.
It's not.
That is him.
Well, it's...
But here's the thing. Let me say this. If he does get cast at it, I'm not going to bitch about it and not going to say I'm not going to see this movie because I'll go see it and support it.
Of course.
Like you should do.
It's going to be a Batman that's getting his butt kicked every now and again.
Is it dig at everyone in the...
Not going to see it! I'm going to go away! I'm going to cast it in my own life! F you, who's on your hard drive? WWE, not gonna get my money.
SMD.
Don't get mad at the imaginary trolls.
I can't say that because I do have a...
Oh, it's SMV.
Mike, you're predicting imaginary trolls.
LMIV.
It's not gonna happen.
LMIP. LMIP.
Keep in mind, this is a noir-driven film, so I think the acting has to be incredibly strong. We can agree on that.
Yeah.
Whoever gets chosen.
Yeah. And as I was saying, he's going to be getting his butt kicked a little bit. He's not going to be like the invincible Batman. Like, that's what he said. They're using this idea of putting him earlier in his career so that he's still, you know, just... He's not invulnerable. He's not going to make, like, a godlike character. And I think that's exciting.
Move us forward, Johnny.
Moving forward, new photo from Birds of Prey, y'all.
Oh, yeah. It's a little talk about squads being assembled.
Team assembled, yo.
Now I only spell squad one way.
Uh-huh.
With the SQ? K-S-K.
So I can't really make out too many costume details other than Harley's. So we didn't see if that Huntress costume is the same in this scene. I'm imagining it probably is. Can anybody tell?
I can't tell. My eyes are
so
terrible.
It was so foggy that I got nothing.
Yep. But it's something.
Yeah, it's fine.
I don't know if we put them up, but there are actually other pictures of Harley that you can see that are out there. There was also a picture from that carnival set that you talked about last week.
Why did nobody run with that story? You guys are slacking.
Maybe your bean wasn't very good.
Nobody went with that. Yeah, what?
True bean.
It's pretty good bean.
We did get a lot of clicks on that Twitter video, though.
We sure did. And
did you guys see the one picture of Black Mask and he kind of had a mask on and it was like half his face?
From this? Black Mask kind of had a mask on.
He was sitting in the back of a car and he had like the face and it came to like right here.
Okay.
I didn't like it.
Oh.
And I don't know if it was him. We don't know if it was Black Mask. They didn't say it was Ewan McGregor on set. It was taken from the back seat of a car.
That wouldn't surprise me, though, if they didn't cover
face. I'll say this. You guys know me. I give such slack to DC when they make changes. If they do not put Black Mask in the full Black Mask, that is a problem.
I can't believe I didn't see the picture
I have
you're
with that film.
About.
I can't imagine.
I'm looking it up right now, and I'm not.
I can't imagine they're going to do that. But who knows?
I'll find it, Roxy.
Moving back before we get to TV time, going back to Peter Safran, the producer, he was talking about The Trench. He said that he believes The Trench is going to show up before Aquaman, before the Aquaman sequel.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, way before. Yeah, because we talked about Aquaman 2 is 4 years away, so we'll probably see this one inside that too, I bet.
Which will lead into Aquaman 2, we could hope.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, probably we'll get some characters in common. I'd be surprised if you don't get a cameo from Momoa. It just sounds bizarre that he wouldn't be in at all.
I don't know if we will.
He said,
why would you keep him on the sidelines? Like, he's Momoa.
No,
he's, you know.
He confirmed Momoa and Amber Heard would not appear in the spinoff. Yeah. He said it's drawing inspiration
it's like
from
a
the
horror.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he said we're taking a page from the Conjuring playbook. You got the mothership, which is Aquaman,
right.
But there are so many great stories to tell within that universe itself, that Atlantean universe. So I mean, hey, you know, this as long as the budget's not massive, I feel like this might as well worth a shot.
That will be if they pull off The Trench and it's like a successful movie without any major players in it. Like that will really show that they've come a long way.
that DC has come a long way in, like, and their confidence their in their brand.
Yeah, I
still imagine there will be DC characters aplenty that we're not even considering right now. Just like in thinking about Black Adam for 3 years, at no point did I think, yeah, why wouldn't you have like some B-listers like your Hawkmans or things in there? Like, and now right. I'm like, oh, that movie makes total sense. You don't need Shazam in that movie. So,
Chris Clark in the chat, have an Atlantean appear like Volko.
Yes, I was thinking Volko too. Mm. Definitely. And you know what? Yeah, anytime you can get Willem Dafoe and have him do some more. Oh, that would be awesome. Yeah,
keep that budget around 50 mil. I think you'd be good to go. And speaking of good to go, it's now time for...
Oh, you can barely see this, Mike.
I know. Yeah. What do you got there?
That's time for...
It's like a half mask.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Or like a Phantom of the Opera style mask.
Yeah.
Oh, can I see the...
TV
time!
So the absolute biggest TV time news of the week, something that I... think we all saw coming down the pipeline.
I didn't.
You, really?
Well, we'll talk about it.
Is that Arrow is coming to an end.
Yes!
During its eighth season. So we've got this. We're finishing out the season. We're coming back for an eighth season, which was already announced, and it's going to be a shortened final run of 10 episodes in the fall of this year. So that means goodbye to our first DC CW TV show. Wow. How do you guys feel?
I feel great about it.
Had a good run.
I mean, he was clapping, so I figured something good.
Yeah, well, you know, my biggest complaint about the CW is, like, well, the shows start off great, and then they just got to, like, spin their wheels for a while. They kind of lose me. I'm not a fan of the 23-episode seasons where I don't feel like it's constant plot moving forward. It becomes more soapy, and that's not my interest anymore. So this is exciting to me, just like I was excited with Gotham watching their shortened season, although that's not really working out. I got, like, five in the chamber to watch. I know that they're going to be able to tell a great last season. I predict that it's actually going to be great because they have a place to go in the story. You know, that's the difficulty with comic book writing is that it has to keep going. So I think it's exciting. It means you can do something different. You don't necessarily have to kill Oliver Queen, but maybe you leave it to mystery. I just think it's a good thing.
It is interesting that now that they've introduced Emiko and people were thinking about the fact that she might take over as some new iteration of this show runs out, that they've announced that this show is ending. Mike, how come you didn't see this coming, and how do you feel?
I just came out of the blue because they had announced before. Usually they'll announce cuts or shows that don't make it after pilot season to see what shows get picked up so that they know the roster. All the DC shows got their pickup early. Remember that? They were all really before we even thought about it. So I was like, on board. They announced that I did not also foresee a shortened season. But then I stepped back, and I believe it was Guggenheim who said, we're reaching this level of DC universes where we kind of have to not start over, but refreshen it. So they're not, for my initial fear was like, man, they're going to start slowly taking CW, DC away and getting away from it. No. The DC is the CW brand. They're just going, hey, we've got Batwoman in the chamber. We've got new things coming. We need to refreshen and get rid of some of the older stuff. Now, what I love about this is 10 episodes will get them right to about that mid-crisis, mid-level crossover.
Crisis. Yeah.
So to my thought is, I don't think anyone's dying. The good thing is, and I look at it, you guys,
a lot of people
we
are
talk
predicting
about this
that
differently.
Oliver is dying, especially if you're watching the show right now. Have you been seeing what's going on with Felicity's and Oliver's daughter and their son?
But my thing is, from an actor standpoint for them, all these actors are still in the universe. They're still going to be able to come back.
Yeah, why would you want to kill him?
So I feel...
You know?
I think he's dead.
I don't think so. I could be completely wrong. So I like the fact that it's ending right at that... So I think they've... Because they announced that crossover like right after the last crossover. A year in advance, they're like, we know what we're doing next year. As I said, I know people that are working on Batwoman right now, and they say that the script is phenomenal. So they got a lot of faith in that. I think it's good. As long as they close one chapter to open a new chapter and keep it going, I'm all on board. Because like it happens deadly. Like I mean, the Green Lantern, the Green Arrow comic book just got canceled.
Do you think they kill him in Crisis instead of Supergirl?
I don't know, because he's such a... I could be completely wrong. I don't know.
Why would they kill Oliver on Supergirl?
Oh, no, just during the Crisis crossover next year. Because
Supergirl was the one that died in the comics.
Famously, Supergirl.
Instead of killing Supergirl, I thought you were saying on
Supergirl. Yeah, a major, meaningful death.
But we've already... Here's why I think that that's what's happening.
Okay.
And they're setting us up.
Oh, you do think it's what's happening.
I think they're killing Oliver in that. And I'm not positive, obviously, because I don't know. But right now what's going on the TV show is we revealed that not only do they have their son, who we've known for many seasons, But apparently Felicity and Oliver had a daughter who grew up not knowing their son. They raised the daughter. Since they gave their son to the grandparents, they never saw him again. Now, we're talking decades. So whatever happened there, I feel as if they're right now, they're mentioning Felicity a lot, Is she dead? Is she not? They're not mentioning Oliver. I think he's dead in the future. And if he is dead in the future, then they should kill him during crisis. Because what's the point of having him be dead in the future? What, he fell off of the truck?
I mean, that would hurt.
I don't know, but I also think we've seen alternate Earths. I think
the chat role
Stephen
is very,
could come back
is very mixed. Some people are very upset the show's ending. Some people think it's a good idea. Some people like 23 episodes. Some people hate 23 episodes. Some people think that this makes Green Arrow more plausible to show up in one of these DC films. Like, as we see, is like, if not like
there's
a major...
no talk of that, so.
Right?
That's not in the pipeline. The DC's not going, W's not going, kill him off on TV so we can finally use him in our films.
Right. I've heard They're Charlie Hunnam's name thrown around as a possible
Because he's a blonde guy. It's like, oh, I cannot stand that type of casting.
Here's something that I know we're going to be on board with.
What's that?
Because we have the number one fan.
This guy.
Right now.
So you didn't even say anything when I texted you this.
I know.
I expected you to lose your effing mind.
Yeah, I didn't. I did not realize it at first.
Take it away, Adam.
Okay, so Adrian Barbeau, who is in the
saucy
played
in the original
Cable and, and Wes Craven's
very saucy like great character in the original Wes Craven Swamp Thing movie, which I am a huge fan of and loved as a kid because I love green monsters like Incredible Hulk and Godzilla and green monsters, and the Swamp Thing is one of them, and it's so great.
I'm trying to think if that was the first nudity I saw as a kid.
Yes, there was nudity in the Swamp Thing movie.
I think that might have been it.
Yes, it was
some sensuality.
There was some sensuality.
There was a lot of sensuality.
So like Warner Brothers DC stuff is famous for doing, right? They will always take somebody that appeared somewhere in DC mythology and an actor and recast them. We see it like Helen Slater as in Supergirl.
They do that a lot.
Carrie Hatcher, they did it with. But here's what she tweeted. This is how we knew this happened. She said, "Happy to be headed back to the swamp." So we don't know exactly what role
unless
she's
moving to
she
Florida.
Was Abby Arcane, right? Abby Arcane, was that her original Cage?
She was Cable.
She could just be moving to
Heather Locklear was Arcane's daughter.
Yes, in the sequel. That's right. That's right. They didn't use that name. What were you saying, Johnny?
She could just be moving to South Florida if she wants. It's an option.
This is really exciting,
Johnny.
I'm a huge fan of the first two series already. I think Stargirl is going to be great. I think Swamp Thing is going to be. I'm trying to temper my expectations, but I think it's going to be like maybe my favorite iteration of Swamp Thing, because the bar is not so high. The USA show
The bar is not very high.
I love. I'd say right now the bar is the 82 one. As much as people make fun of it, like there's parts of it I love.
If it's not your favorite iteration, I think we have a problem.
Swamp Thing like sword fights in this movie. He gets his arm cut off and he's trapped in a jail.
And then he just gets a little.
Remember that guy that turned into like a pig man?
Yes. Scary.
Oh, it was a kid that scared the
hell out of me.
Pig man.
Oh no. My god. You could say form of pig.
Guys, see the Swamp Thing movie. I think it is on DC Universe streaming, right? I'm going to watch it tonight. It's going to be my Friday night movie.
Speaking of DC Universe, Brendan Fraser said this past week that he auditioned for Superman in what would become Superman Returns. He even wore the suit, and he said it was pretty cool. I didn't get the job. The job went away. But there you go.
Yeah.
That was for Abrams.
It was
Flyby. Abrams, when he had that. Do you ever read that script? It's really good.
No.
It's out there. It's online. J.J. Abrams. I think it's called Flyby.
Superman Flyby.
It is an incredible mythology deep Krypton script.
Fraser
referred
to the script as Shakespeare in Space. Would you say that as well?
Yeah, it is. Wow. It is all about Krypton and then coming to Earth. And
that's so sad that
so
we didn't
different.
Get that.
We all people would have hated it because it's so different.
By the way, another his name being mentioned yet again, the other quote that Fraser had was, Brett Ratner was a bit woo-hoo in those days, and that's well documented.
He was in talks to direct it.
And that was a script J.J. Abrams wrote but never got made.
Wow. Ratner was going to direct it. J.J. Abrams wasn't going to direct it. It was, Ratner was the mid-2000s.
He was a little bit.
He did the Rush Hour films. Any great movies? Like, what's his best movie?
Ratner?
Yeah.
Rush Hour.
Right.
I think he did those.
Which is okay. Like, that's
X-Men
not like...
First Stand.
Oh, yeah. The worst X-Men movie ever made.
Yeah.
One of the worst comic
book
movies.
He's in charge
movies.
Of those. Yeah.
Or at least one of the worst of the new generation.
He seemed
of comic
like a.
Let's just say goodbye to him so quick.
He seems like a sketchy fellow.
I'm glad at least I'm not conflicted over loving this guy's movies if I have to think he's a big jerk.
Rush Hour 2, though. Just saying.
Just Rush Hour 2 or just Rush Hour 1?
I can't really judge it. I don't know if I've ever really seen it.
He did Rush Hour 2.
Love that movie.
He did Rush Hour 1?
Yes, he did. He did Rush Hour. He did both of them.
You like those movies, Jeff?
Rush Hour 2, it might not be good, but it's just one of those, like...
It's your comfort film, then.
13-year-old, like, sleepover type of movie.
You watched that when you were 13 years old?
He also did Rush Hour 3.
I'm sorry, you watched that when you were 13?
Yeah, very specific.
Oh, my God, am I old? God.
Just saying.
And last, Jeff. Not least, Roxy.
Yeah, Lex Luthor, we've been teasing this for a long time.
My hands were in
your
face, I did it.
Well, then, why do you have to keep putting your hands in my
face? I didn't mean to. I put them down because I realized I was doing it.
Okay.
His debut was in the new Supergirl episode. The photos, I mean, we have one here checking it out.
Talk about, you know, bringing older actors back to different roles. Look at that right there. He was
John Cryer.
He was not Chucky. What's his name in Superman 4?
Oh, it's Superman.
What's his name? I should know this.
No. God. It's
going to be.
Stinky.
Four.
Repeat the question.
What was the name of John
Cryer's name in Superman?
Four. Not Bunny.
The Quest for Peace.
Not Lenny. Cousin Lenny. I got it. I got the point.
It depends on how many JT rules you
I didn't use a JT. I used one. I said repeat the question.
It depends on how many you'd already used in the previous round.
I'm very sparingly with my JT rules if anyone watches. I usually have them all to the end.
I'll see you soon.
So I would have gotten. Okay.
You don't even know.
Are you competing against
me? See you soon.
Are you competing? Are you going to sit against the table against me?
I'll see you soon.
Holy Jesus.
One thing I did want to mention before we go, though, also, somebody wanted to talk about Watchmen. So, you know, the movie just had its 10-year anniversary. Right. And then the show is coming out this year. So
we still don't know anything about.
Have you seen the little teasers on HBO?
Have we talked about Watchmen at all with us?
They're not even individually dropped, though.
Hey, buddy, my friend, what's going on? Public sitting of...
What are you doing, Mike? We're in the middle of a conversation.
The chat just came out.
Why are you screaming about Andy? We're talking about Watchmen.
Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry, Andy.
Sorry, Andy.
There was a public sighting of the Bat Signal. You got excited.
That's what happened?
Yeah, in Vancouver.
He's working on Batwoman.
These little vignettes that they're doing are they kind of just dropped them in the middle of a bunch of other teasers about things. It was wild.
And that's the one where Azeman Dias has the cake in front of him, right?
Totally. So my theory is that it's going to move around different time periods.
But they're saying it's a sequel to the movie.
Okay,
that's what they're saying.
Because Jeremy Irons is obviously an older Ozymandias,
and he looks like a young older Matthew place, Good.
And then maybe like even like in Doomsday Clock with spoilers, there's like a new Rorschach, and maybe like people are picking up the mantles.
I hope, and it sucks because my favorite is Night Owl, and it doesn't seem like he's going to be around.
Right.
At all. So I'm like...
Interesting.
I'm so sorry for
I recently rewatched that Watchmen. That is such a good movie.
What, did you watch the full extended?
I didn't watch the one with the Black Freighter in it. I watched the director's cut.
Right.
Not the extended ultimate. The director's cut. I still think that's a phenomenal film.
Also, just getting back to some TV time, we did have new episodes of tons of shows, including Supergirl, Black Lightning, Arrow, Flash, Doom Patrol, and Gotham. I watched them all. Yeah. You know who else watched them? AfterBuzz TV. So for more coverage on that, go to AfterBuzz TV for your favorite after shows. They covered every single one of them. I will say that I had different opinions than a lot of people. It's my least favorite episode of Doom Patrol, unfortunately. I love the show up to this point. This one got a little too weird for me. It was my least favorite episode of Gotham of the season, probably.
More so than last
Scarface.
Week?
Scarface. Last week I loved. Oh, no.
No, last week
ago.
You didn't
No, this was worse.
Then last week.
Yeah. We got dropping. Scarface. It was bizarre.
But Scarface was last week as well, so it's still kind of continuation?
Oh no, I'm talking last week.
Are you talking about the German puppet episode?
So Scarface was 2 weeks ago. Last night's actually... Oh, yeah. It was actually okay.
Yeah,
I watched it last night.
Are you talking about Gotham or Doom Patrol?
Gotham.
Okay.
Last night was okay. It was still not great, but it was okay.
How many episodes are left?
I think we have 13 more on 9. We had 9.
And they haven't hinted at the costume or anything like that yet?
The final season was 10 episodes.
No. That's Arrow.
No way.
Okay. I thought Gotham was 10 also.
That's 13, what I thought.
13, I think. 12 or 13.
There's no way this was the penultimate episode.
No, no way.
We were all over the place and had nothing to do with what we were doing.
12, guys.
So. 12.
12. Thank you.
Okay,
thank
so
you
we have
for
three
getting
left.
From the voice of God.
Crap.
Only 3 episodes. So how was the Peñadura episode? How was the Bane episode?
It was fine. It was good. I'm loving this show so much, and it was cool, but it also, it came when it, we'll see how.
And Bane was done after that one episode, he's done?
I don't know what's the deal with him right now. Yeah, he did. He was born in the darkness. No, he didn't talk like that, but we did see the mask. We did get to see.
I've seen that costume on pictures. Okay.
All right. Well, yeah. I love the show. This week was better than last week. Yeah, that was the Scarface one last week. That was strange as shit.
What was your opinion
Black
on episode?
Lightning was fine. We got Lala back, which is amazing because, oh my God, have I needed Lala. Supergirl was this week. And Flash was bomb because we had Shark versus Grodd. Yes!
That was great.
It was so good. Nice. So good. So those are my quick reviews on those.
Boom. And that is the show, guys. We are at DC Movie News Live on all social media platforms. Thanks for watching our review of the trailer of Shazam. That's at like 8,000 views. We're going to keep doing more fun stuff like this, putting videos out there. We just need you to share it as much as possible. We want this to be the most powerful DC show out there. Adam, put yourself over.
Hey guys, I'm Adam Gertler. You can find me at Adam Gertler. Check out FX Movie Download. Eat one of my hot dogs at Doghouse and buy yourself a Ninja Foodie.
Okay.
Pressure cooker / air fryer. The only pressure cooker that crisps.
Mikey.
I'm at Mike Kalinowski. You can find me at Mike Kalinowski everywhere.
Roxy.
Saving the best for last.
Of course.
I'm Roxy Stryer. You can find me at Roxy Stryer. Also on Collider Live Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Screen Junkies on Fridays. The Tomorrow Show on Wednesday nights. And here every single Friday.
I could literally spend every day with you if I want to.
We run out of music. You're so long and your list of credentials.
All right.
It's amazing.
Yes. Let's relax.
I got a lot going on.
That's what I'm saying.
You guys all did. We all did.
Was that a backhanded compliment? I don't know. I couldn't tell.
He was like,
it sounded like the words were nice, but it sounded like he was.
He had to add it's amazing afterwards.
Oh, it's a dig at me.
All right, time to wrap. Next weekend, I'm in San Francisco and Sacramento with WWE Hall of Famer Rikishi. We're doing a couple of shows, and then the weekend after that.
Lion King?
No, not
Rafiki.
Jesus Christ, Mike.
God.
Sorry.
Then the weekend after that, March 21 to 23, I'll be in Chicago at the Chicago Improv as well. Otherwise, jlocomedy.com for all stuff. Guys, thanks for watching.
And if you're watching this live, happy International Women's Day.
Yay!
Hey,
happy International Women's Day, guys. Thank you very much. Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Spitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network. We would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.